بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه وولا رب شحل صدري ويسر لي أمري وحل لقطة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everybody doing? Very good, mashallah. Jazakumullah khair, everybody, for coming out. We are not going to start the class with the Kahoot today. We're going to start the class with a study of Surah Al-Fatiha. Okay? All right. Now, let us start by sharing the screen. Where is my screen? Alhamdulillah, barakallahu fikum. Okay. Yes, share the screen. There we go. Okay. This is what we have in store for us today. We have a look at Surah Al-Fatiha. We have a Kahoot, inshallah, that is going to review some content and also going to present some new ideas for us. And then the new idea for today, which is the changing tashkil on R3 on isms. We're going to, inshallah, dive into that today. Okay. Audio is okay? Yeah? Okay. Excellent. Walillahi alhamd. Let us go to tanzeel.net. Tanzeel.net. Surah number one, Surah Fatiha. Okay. Surah Fatiha is called Surah Fatiha because it is the surah that opens up the Quran, right? It's the opening surah of the Quran. Al-Fatiha, this is the actor, Fatih, from the word Fataha. If I was to look up the word Fataha, I'll actually write the name down here for Surah Fatiha. I'm going to be doing this a lot, eh? Pasting stuff in the notes and then finally Fatiha. The root letters here are quite interesting, okay? This is the Al, okay? This is, the Fa is R1, okay? It has a Fatha. There's a Kasra on the Ta, a Fatha on the Ha. And then the Ta Marbuta, right, could have anything, really. But it's irrelevant. Like, it's irrelevant what's on Surah, what's on the Ta Marbuta. But the Fa is the R1, the Ta is the R2, and the Ha is the R3. Okay? If that is the case, what do I have when it comes to the dictionary? Let us put them side by side. Okay? There's a column, we'll put Fa Fataha. Fataha. All right, folks, tell me. This is what family? Right here. What family is this? Family one. Excellent. Okay. Where is the past tense? Fair. That's the past tense, right? This is the past tense right here. Fataha. All right. Now, so I'll write this up. I'll write Okay. Let me also open up our textbook. Let me go to some examples, okay? The example that we have here. Okay. Oh God, I thought I copied it. I did not, I guess. Musa, I think maybe, is there anybody else having problems with their screen? Maybe you can log in, log out and log in, Brother Musa. Is that okay? Okay, shukran. All right, that's the past tense. The present tense has a ya with the fatha, R1 with the sukoon, R2 to be determined, and R3 with a dhamma. R2 dhamma could change as well. Okay, what, folks, is the tashkil for R2? What is my tashkil for R2? How do I find that? Tashkil, excellent. The tashkil for R2, this guy, is this little a. This little a tells me that R2 has a fatha in the present tense. In the present tense. You all with me, inshallah? What do I get here? Can you make this for me, please? Now that you have all this information, what do you, what can you make? Very nice. I'm seeing the answers that are correct. Yaftahu. Yaftahu. Okay. Very good. Barakallahu feekum. Now, tell me what is the next part. The next family member is the what tense? Command. Very good. Command. All right. Here's the pattern for the command. All right. Can you make the command for me here? Okay, command, there's the pattern. There's also the way of making it, which is chop, chop, right? And add the alif. That will give us right. If R2 is dhamma, we put a dhamma. If R2 is not dhamma, we put a kasra, and that's what we do here. Iftah. That's awesome, mashallah. Okay, what's the next member? Masdar. Okay, what's the masdar? The masdar, as we say, no predictable pattern, look up in the dictionary. Okay. We look up in the dictionary, sorry. There. The masdar is in brackets. Yes or no? Right here. That's the masdar. Fath. Hmm? All right. So our masdar is going to be al fath. You've seen this before, I think. Yes? Okay. Very good. Now the actor. The pattern for the actor, the example is al-alim, right? You remember that example? Al-alim. I'll copy and paste the pattern here for us. And what do we get? Al-fa... Right? Al-Fatih. That is what Al-Fatiha comes from. Folks, are you with me? I don't see a lot of people writing answers. I see a few mashallah people participating. But I would like you to try your best to participate and write these answers. The Surah Fatiha study is meant to be an interactive study so that we can all get the benefit of understanding, inshallah. Al-Fatih, what is the Al-Fatih? That is the... What is it, folks? It is the actor indeed. Thank you very much. Okay. So, Fataha is to open. Fataha, he opened. Yaftahu, he opens. Iftah, the... you open. Al-Fatih, the opening. Al-Fatih, the one who opens. Yes? Al-Fatiha. That is what Al-Fatiha comes from. There's something different about Al-Fatiha and Al-Fatih. Do you notice that? Ta marbuta. Right? There is this little thing here that is added after R3. Right here is R3. After R3, we add this little thing after it. This is something we'll learn, inshallah, on Monday. And we'll talk about its implications on Monday. But some of you are already typing what this represents. Walhamdulillah. Now, Al-Fatiha is called as such because the surahs of Quran are generally, they have ta marbuta in them. Generally. Not always, but generally. Okay. Al-Fatiha, the opening surah, the surah that opens. Okay? The surah that opens. The one that opens the Quran, right? Like it opens the Quran, it's the first chapter of the Quran. All right. And we have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is called in Arabic the Basmala. What is it called? The Basmala. The Basmala is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is a name for it that's become a terminology in Ulumul Quran, in the study of the sciences of the Quran. This has become a terminology. The Basmala is considered by a group of scholars to be part of Surah Al-Fatiha. Other scholars consider Surah Basmala to not be part of Surah Al-Fatiha. For example, you have Imam Shafi'i who considers the Basmala to be part of Surah Al-Fatiha. And if you don't read it, it's as if you have skipped an ayah of Surah Al-Fatiha. That is his opinion. And you have the others like Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Ahmad, who don't consider it to be part of Al-Fatiha. That is why you don't find them reading it out loud. But they say it's important to read before starting Surah Al-Fatiha specifically and other surahs generally. All right. That is the Basmala. Now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah, of course, in the name of Allah, is in, ism is a name, Allah, so in the name of Allah. Now the words that we'll look at is Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. These are the two words we will look at with a little bit of detail. Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. What is, if I was to write out, Ar-Rahman here, right? Ar-Rahman. Okay, firstly, help me dissect this. Ar-Rahman, this is the Quran's type, the Quran's spelling. Okay, if I was to spell it in modern or in newspaper Arabic, what would I get? I would get the following, all right? I would be able to spell it as follows. Ar-Rahman. What did I do that's different from the Quran's spelling? Okay, I can add the shadda, but it's a good observation, but I'll add the shadda. All right. No hamzatul wasl. And the little alif, right? Two things have changed here. Two things have changed here. There is the little alif has turned into the big alif, correct? And also the Hamzatul Wasl, in newspaper Arabic, you just write it as alif. Make sense? Maybe this red is not the best color. Maybe I'll choose a different color here. I will choose a grayish color. Fine. All right. So that, folks, is... Oh, sorry about that. I didn't see your suggestion. But next time, I'll select green, inshallah. So that's the two things... two things that are there for the difference wise. Okay, now let's try to figure out what are the root letters for Ar-Rahman. Okay, so what are the root letters for Ar-Rahman? We have Al, obviously, is an added part, so we can skip this. You have R1 is Ra, R2 is Ha, mashallah, that's supposed to be a 2. Let me write that again. And R3 is Mim. Make sense? Inshallah. Okay. With that, those three root letters, let us look up this Ra, Ha, and Mim. And looked it up, and right here I find the word. Okay, help me out, folks. Tell me what's the past tense. Right here is the word. Tell me what's the past tense. Excellent. The past tense is indeed Ra-hi-ma. He had mercy. All right. Present tense. I will copy and paste our pattern. Okay. What is the tashkil on R2? Tashkil on R2 is in the present tense. In the present tense, sorry. R2, the tashkil on R2. Right now, it's undetermined. And you have to find it here. It's a fatha, right? It is a fatha. Excellent. So that, what does it give me? Excellent. Yarhamu. Yarhamu. Very, very good. Yarhamu. Command. Command. I can do the chop chop. Chop. Oh. Chop. Chop at the alif, and I get, mashallah, the alif here, the Hamzatul Wasl, in reality, will take a kasra because R2 is not a dhamma. R2 is not a dhamma, not a dhamma. That means alif takes a kasra. All right, folks, you with me? Next, what's the next family member? Masdar. What's the masdar? Two masters. Rahma, marhama. Does marhama come in the Quran? Do you know? Anybody know this? Not sure, no problem. I'll show you. It is in the last juz of the Quran. In Surah Balad. Right here. Tell me if you spot it.
آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة.
You spotted it right? بالمرحمة. That one right there. It does come in the Quran. ولله الحمد. Okay? But the master that's more frequent in the Quran is Rahma. Okay? A bit more frequent in the Quran than Marhama. We can take either, but for the sake of our just to make things easy, it is going to be Rahma. Does Muharram come from the same root, Brother Farhan? Anybody want to comment on that? Muharram. No, says Brother Salim. Muharram is family two. Muharram. What was the root letters for Muharram? Muharram. Ha, ra, and meem. Very good. Muharram. Okay. That's the questions are you know, these we've actually covered this in the class because we exactly we've actually covered this in the class in the activities. In the tutorial on Saturday, please ask this question. Why is Muharram? Also review a little bit, inshallah. Okay? Marhama, by the way, the root letter is not meem in Marhama. The root letter is still R1 is Ra, R2 is Ha, and R3 is meem. Okay? This meem is not part of the root. This time, Marbuta, not part of the root. This samarbuta, not part of the root. Okay? And R1, R2, R3, as sister Solange has pointed out correctly, the order of the root letters is critical. You can't, like, if the order of the root letters changes, it's a different word altogether. Ar-Rahma, what is the next, what is the actor? The actor, I'll put the actor here. Okay, folks, tell me, what is it going to be? Very good. R with the fatha, alif, ha. Sorry. Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim. Again, pronounced with a shadda there because we're adding an al, and al is not necessary, but we're adding an al, and this is a letter that is the Shamsiyya letter, Ar-Rahim, Ash-Shams, Wat-Din, etc., etc. Okay, now here is the interesting part. Is Rahman, Rahman, is this a pattern that we know? Is it like a pattern that we know? Like, is it close to Ar-Rahim? No, right? It's just the root letters are the same. But in reality, the pattern is not. So what is this? This is something we haven't studied. But this is actually an amplification of the meaning. Okay? So, Rahima, he had mercy. Yarhamu, he has mercy. Irham, have mercy. Rahma, mercy, the mercy. Ar-Rahim, the merciful, the one who shows mercy. Okay, And Ar-Rahman is the one who has, like, the mercy is amplified. It is to the limit. All right. It is to the limit, to the point where it's like, you know, imagine the cup is full of water and full to the brim. It's about to just like tip over. Okay. Or about to spill over. That is Ar-Rahman. His mercy is filled to the brim, if you can imagine. Like limitless mercy, Ar-Rahman. Okay. Then you have that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course. And then you have Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim also is a amplification of the meaning. Okay? The one who is extremely merciful. The one who is extremely merciful, Ar-Rahim. Both of these words have the meaning of what's called mubalagha, of adding power and amplifying the meaning of Ar-Rahim, which is the one who shows mercy. Okay? Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Alright? What is the next word that we have? Okay. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Okay? We will discuss later on today. Oh, we didn't do acted upon. Thank you for mentioning that. Jazakallah khair. I was thinking we forgot something. Alright, acted upon. What is acted upon? The pattern for acted upon is here. Jazakallah khair, Sister Maria. No. That is the example for it. The acted upon's pattern is right here. Alright, help me out, folks. What does it look like? Al Mim with the Fatha. R1. No one's interested in typing. Okay, Mar. Al Marhum. Al Marhum. What is Al Marhum? The one who receives the mercy. One who is receives the mercy. Do you know who is called Al Marhum? The deceased. Correct. They're called marhum. Because, as you can see here, the one who is in reality, we're hoping they're the recipient of Allah's mercy. That's what we're actually saying. Al-marhum. We're hoping that this is a person who is a recipient of Allah's mercy. Okay? Now, moving on. Thank you for reminding me about that. Now, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As I was saying, we'll study what Al means in more detail later. This Al, unlike most Al's, means all. Okay? All. So, Alhamdu here means all praise. Lillahi is due to Allah, Lord, due to God. Rabbil Alameen. Rabb is the Lord. Al Alameen, the universe. Okay? Let's look at the word Alhamd here. Let's look at the word Alhamd. All right, I write Alhamd over here. Root letters, my people. What is the root letters here? I have Al, clearly not part of the root. I have R1. Excellent. R2. Fantastic. R3. Very good. Ha, Mim, and Dal. All right, I'm going to write this up and you tell me which member of the family is this? Okay. Of the six members, which member of the family is this? You can even guess right now as I'm searching. Family one. Yes, absolutely. Which member? Not just which family, which member of the family? Which family and what member? The answer All right. The answer, as you have correctly spotted, is it is family one. Okay? And it is the masdar. Why is it the masdar? As you can see, it's written in the brackets over here. Right? So this is indeed family one. Masdar. All right, awesome. What is the past tense of family one? Alhamdu. The past tense is Hamida. How do you know it's Hamida, not Hamada? How do you know that? In the dictionary, right? There we go. The dictionary tells us. So that's what I was looking for. No, it's not a trick question, just simple question. Okay? What is the tashkil for present tense? Tashkil for present tense is a fatha. Awesome. Right there. So what would it be? But what would be the present tense be here? Present tense? Present tense, not past tense, present tense. Yeah, madu, yes? Awesome, alhamdulillah. Present tense would be yah madu. Hamdu you already have, alhamdulillah. Okay? And the command. Where is my command? Right there. Okay. Command. I do chop, chop, alif. Excellent. So, what do I have? Does R2 has a fatha? R2 is not a dhamma, so this will take a kasra. Okay, thank you. All right, Ahmad, Hamida, he praised. Yahmadu, he praises. Ahmad, you praise. Alhamd, the praise. Alhamdulillah, the praise is for Allah. All right, don't worry, we'll get, she'll come back, don't worry. All right, the actor, folks. The actor, I'll write this for you. Oops. The actor should be what is it, folks? Al-Hamid. And the acted upon Al-Hamid, the one who praises. And the acted upon. MashaAllah. Awesome. Al-Mahmud. Very good. The one praised. Why do you think people name their kids Mahmud? Any ideas? No. But the reason why does it mean praiseworthy? Praiseworthy, yes. The one who receives praise, praiseworthy. The idea is that you want the person to live a life where they become Mahmud. That's your hope. That's like when you call the deceased marhum, you're hoping that Allah will have mercy and they will be recipient of Allah's mercy. So when you call them Mahmud, you're hoping that that person turns out to be a good person and then thus worthy of the name that they are, that they're named after. Get it? Alhamdulillah. This is actually true. I've had this discussion with my teacher. Why is like certain names the way they are? And a lot of the names are actually du'as. Like, oh, if we hope he becomes Mahmud, we hope he becomes Khalid, etc., etc. Like, especially the old Arabs, like how they would name their kids. Of course, today we're naming more after like individuals who lived in the past. All right. Definitely. Al-A-Lamin. Al-A-Lamin. Is this the actor for Ain Lam Mim? Yes or no, folks? Okay, what is the pattern for the actor? Let us put the pattern for the actor here. All right. Could you make for me the actor for Ain Lam Mim? So, brother or sister, hello. We've already talked about this quite a bit. The tutorial is a time to do the QA, that is, of stuff in the past. We can't take the class time for that, unfortunately. So please ask that question in the tutorial. Jazakallah khair. All right. If I was to use the pattern and make al-alim. Al-alim. If I even was to remove the ina from this, right? Like, imagine for a minute that I just like removed it. All right. Is there a difference between al-alam and al-alim? Is there a difference? What's the difference? Which R is different? R2, exactly. Tashkil is different. Excellent. Alim R2 has a kasra. Alam R2 has a fatha. Does it make it acted upon? Unfortunately not, Sister Summer. That would be in family 2 and family 4, but not in family 1. Right? Good thinking, mashallah, but not in family 1. We're in family 1 right now, right? We're studying family 1. No, but Musa, not in family 1. Remember, acted upon in family 1 is this pattern. Mahmud, Marhum, Ma'loom. Right? This is a separate pattern. We haven't studied this pattern yet. And this is something you will find in the Quran. That you are going to, inshallah, as you study the Quran on your own, as this course is going, you will start to see patterns in the Quran. And they will look like patterns that we have studied in the class. Or maybe you want them to look like the patterns you studied in the Quran, in the class. But oftentimes, or many times, they will not be the same pattern. So we have to at least be able to spot the difference. I won't tell you why this pattern is the way it is, okay? Because that will take a very long time. But what is the basic requirement is, can you spot the difference? And we were able to correctly spot that al-alamin is actually different than al-alim. Yeah? Agreed? That is why, as you see in the translation here, it is the Lord of the universe. Not the person who knows, for example. The reason that some scholars like Al-Raghib al-Asfahani give for this choice of word for al-alamin, for the worlds, the cosmos, is that al-alamin, Allah's creation, the planets, the stars, the sun, everything that we see around us, right? The things, the beautiful creation on the earth, the amazing diversity of life, etc., etc. All of that gives us ilm of who Allah is. It gives us knowledge, tells us about who Allah is, His magnificence, His power, His grandeur, how amazing He is, how He takes care of His creation, how He has this beautiful system, and He's the one who's made it, and He's the one who runs it, and it is His will that has brought this into existence. So the universe, as it's playing out in front of our eyes, gives us knowledge about the greatness of our Creator. And that is one explanation of why al-alamin al-alamin refers to everything that exists. All right? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I hope that this study is going to give you a good insight of Surah Fatiha as you read it in your salah. All right? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim repeats again. As you see, it's a very beautiful verse because it really captures the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah for His creation. Okay? Maliki Yawmiddin. The word we're going to look at here is Malik. Okay? Malik. Okay. In a newspaper Arabic, what would this look like? It would look like this. Maliki. So Alameen is not from family one. Correct. Alameen is, so the answer is no. Not the actor. It is a different pattern. But from the same root. But from the same root. And so it carries a shared meaning. Right? This is important. Same root is there. It's a different pattern. It carries a shared meaning. All right? Which is knowledge. It gives us knowledge. The world gives us knowledge about who Allah is, its creator. Make sense, Sister Summer? Alhamdulillah. Malik. All right. Now, what are the root letters for Malik? Malik is, R1 is Meem. R2 is Lam. And R3 is Kaf. MashaAllah. That's awesome. Okay. I want you to tell me, as I'm typing this in here, what family member? So, which family and what member is Malik? Okay, take a minute. Look through the notes, no problem. MashaAllah, it is as you're correctly pointing out. It is family one. Family one actor. On the pattern of... That's the pattern, right? Right there is the pattern. As you know, or as we've pointed out many times before, the Al is optional. Al is optional. R1, Mim with the Fatha, Ma, Lam with the Kasra, Li, sorry, Mim with the Fatha, Ma, followed by Alif, followed by Lam with the Kasra, that's R2, and then followed by Kaf. And the R3, you can have any Tashkil. For us, it doesn't matter right now. And that is why it is Family 1 actor. Okay? Family 1, what is the meaning of Family 1? Family 1, sorry, let's, what's the past tense of Family 1? And the past tense of Family 1 is... right there. Very good. It is malaka. What is the tashkil? What is the tashkil on R2 in present tense? It is takasra, right? The kasra. Very good. Jazakumullah khairan. So, what is it going to be, folks? The present tense, what's it going to be? Very nice. Yum. Oh. Yum li ku. Yum li ku. Excellent. What is the command? Command chop chop alif. Or Hamzat al-Wasl. What do I get, folks? It is indeed Imlik. All right. The Mastar. The Mastar, there's three of them. We can pick any one of them, no problem. Okay? That is not a difficult task for us. Al-Malik, yes, milk as well, but not milk as in the milk you drink. Milk is the ownership. Okay, Al-Malik, we already see. What is the pattern for the acted upon? The acted upon. Let me paste the pattern here for you. The acted upon, folks, what is it? Acted upon, brother Raid. Al-Malik is correct, is the actor, very good. But acted upon would be Al-Mim with a Fatha. First, Mim with a Fatha, is that R1? Not R1. Sister Hanima, I didn't write the Mastar. You can pick any one of those. Do you want me to write a master? I'll write it, okay? Just to make things consistent. Al-Mulk, okay? Al-Mulk, okay? Just to make it consistent. Okay, now, coming back. Is this meme of the Fatha that I wrote? Is this part of the root? You said no correctly. But the root one is actually meme. Al-Mam, R2, Wow, and Kaf. Al-Mamluk, okay? What does it mean? Malaka means to own. Yamliku. Oh, Malaka, he owned. Yamliku, he owns. Imlik, command, you own. Al-Mulk, ownership or kingdom. Okay? Al-Malik, the owner. Al-Malik is the owner. And Al-Mamluk, the one that is owned. Is that where the dynasty's name came from? Yes, indeed. That is where that comes from. Do you know why? Because they were slaves. Yes, literally. They were called Al-Mamluk. All right. Very cool. Right? You see where all these words come from? They're all patterns. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Maliki Yawmiddin. It says Lord of the Day of Judgment. Malik, though, we had said, means the one who owns. Correct? There are other meanings and interpretations, but one way to understand this is that Allah owns the day. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns the Day of Judgment, which means everything on that day that happens by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just that, you know, in the world, things happen by Allah's permission as well. But in the world, Allah has allowed us to choose. You know, there is the will of Allah, qadr of Allah, and then there is the qadr of Allah that is kawniyah, right? There is the choice that he's left with the people and with the creatures. And what's interesting is that is something that we have in the world. But in the Day of Judgment, once the judgment starts, لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا. Right? Nobody will speak except by the permission of the Most Merciful. And when they speak, they will speak what is correct. They cannot mislead, misdirect, lie, etc., etc. So it is that Allah owns the day in such totality that nothing on that day will happen without Allah's approval and permission. And that is why He is the ultimate Lord of that day, Malik Yawmiddin. Okay? The worst reading, which is Malik, is a different word. Malik is the word for king. And that is a complementary meaning, of course, to the Quran's Malik, the owner of the Day of Judgment, and the king of the Day of Judgment as well. Maliki Yawmiddin. All right? Does that make sense, folks? Okay. It's a different form, Brother Salim. Brother Salim, it's not the same form. It's not actor anymore. Okay. Na'budu. Iyaka means you alone. Na'budu. You're welcome, Brother Salim. Iyaka, you alone. Na'budu, we worship. Wa and Iyaka, to you alone. Nasta'inu, we turn for help. Okay. Na'budu. The meaning of Na'budu is we worship. Okay. Who is the actor? Who is the actor in this fair? From the translation, of course, you can tell me. The actor in the fair is we. Correct. So this is we worship. How would I say he worships? What would change? I would change this noon to a ya. That's our pattern, folks, right? Our pattern, which we have been using this entire time. This one right here. This is our pattern that is he, right? Oops. Make sense? So if I was to make that, as you've correctly highlighted here, the past tense in our pattern would be ya-bu-du. We know already what R2 is, right? Can you tell me what is going to be R2 tashkil in the past tense? This is family one, right? This is family one, by the way. Family one present. Okay? Can you tell me family one past? Can you? You cannot. Thank you very much. That was a trick question. And mashallah, you answered correctly. You cannot. Need dictionary. No. Need dictionary. Okay? The past tense, fatha on R1 we know. Okay? What is the root letters for ya'budu? R1 is ayn. Okay? R2 is a ba. R3 dal. Great. I know is going to be fatha on the R1. And I know is going to be fatha on the R3. I don't know what goes on R2. Okay, so I will look it up. And what do I get? What do I get, folks? Sister Maryam, Dhamma is for the present tense, right? This Dhamma is the present tense. I'm looking for the past tense. We already know Dhamma is in the present tense. That's okay, right? This would be abada. Right? How do I know it's abada? Because it says right here, abada. This, the U here, that is for the present tense right there. Ya'budu. The present tense. Yes? Is that clear, folks? Alhamdulillah. We got the past, we got the present. Alhamdulillah. Now, Ya'budu. What is the command? Chop, chop, and the alif, right? Okay, this, by the way, again, ya'budu. Okay, what do I get? Man. There we go. I get on the R2 has a dhamma, so I will put a dhamma here. U'bud. Okay, we have the masdar, many masdars, three masdars. Let's pick the first one just for the sake of ease. Al-ibada. Al-ibadah. The pattern for the actor. What is the pattern for the actor, folks? Right. Now, make it for me. Jazakallah khair. Al-alim is our example, yes? How would this look like for these root letters? MashaAllah. Al-a-bid. Al-a-bid. And what is the pattern for the acted upon? Just like al-ma'loom, al-marhoom, al-mamluk. Al-ma'bud. Al-ma'bud. Awesome. What is ibadah? Abada, he worshipped. Ya'budu, he worships. U'bud, you worship. Al-ibadah, worship. Al-ibadah, worship. Al-abid, the one who worships. Al-Ma'bud, the one worshipped, i.e. the deity. The deity, the Lord. Okay. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Nasta'in is form, or nasta'in is family 10. But we won't explore this because it is a little complicated. But you can just know this is family 10, present tense, which means return for help. Okay. Ihdi is actually a command, but this is an advanced version of it, and we're not going to look at it. But this is a command. Of course, we're not commanding Allah, we're requesting from Him. Guide us. Oh Allah, ihdina, you guide us. That's what we say in our salah every time. You guide us, oh Allah. As-sirata, to the path. Al-mustaqima, the straight. All right? But in English, we don't say the path, the straight. What do we say in English? Straight path, right? So this is something that we will learn later on in Arabic, how a adjective, a word that describes a noun comes after the noun. As-sirat is the path, that's what's being described, and its description comes afterwards, al-mustaqim. That is something that's different. Think of it like in Arabic, instead of saying straight path, you say path straight. Okay? This is interesting, subhanAllah. Na'budu, nasta'inu, ihdina. These are all talking about we. Guide us. We worship. We ask for your help. Because, subhanAllah, this religion, we need the help of the collective. Otherwise, it is very difficult to maintain our identity as Muslims, to maintain our connection to Allah. Like the Prophet ﷺ said, that إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُ الذِّئْبُ مِنَ الْغَنَمِ الْقَاسِيَةِ, that the wolf, أَكْمَا قَالَ رَسُولَهُ, the wolf consumes the lone sheep, right? The one that's by its own, the metaphor being the shaitan, will get a person and affect their faith if they're left alone without the support system of the other believers. صراط الذين, the path of those, أنعمت عليهم. Okay, folks, أنعمت. Here is going to be a activity that I want you to do right now. Which family and what member? By the way, أنعمت is you have blessed. So keep in mind the actor, you have blessed. The actor, before we actually embark upon this, the actor is you. Different than he, keep in mind. All right, let's see if you can look through the notes to figure it out. An'amta, you notice what is a prominent feature here? The Hamza, yes? With the Fatha. That, in fact, Sister Maria, it's not Hamza al-Wasl, it is Hamza. That is a prominent feature of which family, folks? That is a prominent feature of family 4, mashallah. Family 4, right here. Aslama. You see? R1 with sukoon. R1 with sukoon. Sorry, Hamza with a fatha. Hamza with fatha. R1 with sukoon. R1 with sukoon. R2 with fatha. R2 with fatha. R3 with a fatha. Star. Meaning, it could be different. R3 with a sukoon in this case, in fact. Okay? And that's because the actor has changed from he to you, right? That's why we have this, because it has changed from he to you. All right? So the path of those that you have blessed, this is in fact family 4 past tense. Okay, very good. We won't go through all of the making the members of family 4 here. Path of those that you have blessed. Right, guys, this is the straight path, the path of those that you have blessed. Not al-maghdubi. Okay, here comes the last question for the day, folks. Ta is not part of the root, Sister Halima. The root is noon, ayn, and meem. R1 is noon. R2 is ayn, R3 is meem. As you discussed, after the root, you can have other letters and other tashkil. When the actor changes, right? Okay, that's okay. Don't worry, that's coming later. Not to worry. Al-Maghdub, question. What family, that should be easier to answer, and which member? Might be a little trickier. Al-Maghdub, Al-Maghdub. Family 4 actor. Okay, family 4 actor has what? Meem bil dhamma. That's okay. That's all right. So we're doing this, alhamdulillah. R1, let's start by doing the R1. R1 is ghain, okay? R2 is dhad. And R3 is ba. That should be a hint for you all. Ah, mashallah. This is family one acted upon. All right? This is family one acted upon. If I search ghadiba, what do I get? I get to become angry. Ghadiba, he was angry. Yaghdabu, he is angry. Ighdab, you, be angry. Al-ghadab, anger. Al-ghadib, the one who is angry. And then, al-maghdub, the object of anger. Do you see that? The object of anger. The object of anger, for example, if I'm angry at my kids, probably is because they have done something wrong, knowingly, right? If they just make a mistake, I won't get angry. But if they know something is wrong and they do it, I'll probably get angry at them. Now they are the recipient of my anger. That's what the ayah is implying. Al-maghdubi alayhim, the ones who have done something wrong and they know it's wrong, and thus they have earned the anger. And not just the anger of Allah, they have earned the anger of Allah and the angels and the believers, etc., etc. All right? So that is subhanallah. Azqa'ata alladhina aramta alayhim ghayla al-maghdubi alayhim wa al-dallin, and not either those who have lost their way, have gone astray. This is a more complicated word because R2, R3 is the same. We haven't studied that type of word, but it is there nonetheless. Not those who have gone astray. All right, folks. So that concludes our study of Surah Al-Fatiha. Walillahi alhamd. I hope you feel a little better regarding our study of Family 1. This was a practice for Family 1 along with a study of Surah Fatiha, showing us how we can now start to delve into the study of the Quran. Okay? What are thoughts? How do you think things are going? Very good, mashallah. Oh. Still requiring more practice, absolutely. And we're going to have more practice, inshallah, in the tutorial. Not to worry. Okay? And we will be doing this slowly but surely every single time. All right, folks, if you can kindly join the Kahoot here, that will be awesome. Absolutely, brother. That is definitely it requires time. Absolutely. But we'll get to see more and more, inshallah, we'll become better at recognizing the patterns. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Family cheat sheet. I think the textbook was supposed to be the cheat sheet. I don't know if I have anything else, Brother Sadiq. All right. Mashallah. All right. We have about half of us, more than half of us, alhamdulillah, in the game. So we are going to start. All right, family 1, 2, and 4. there are only 3 families, family 2, family 4, and family 1. True or false? True or false? The correct answer is... false. Alhamdulillah. I would be disappointed if someone said true and actually meant it. Okay. Which family is Anzala? Family 2, family 4, family 1, none of the above. Come. The paper puppet is back. Yes. I can't think. The correct answer is Anzala. Anzala, because of the Hamza. Because of the Hamza, folks. The Hamza. Yes? All right. Next one. Which family is Yunzilu? Yunzilu. Family 2. Family 4. 1 or none of the above. Yunzilu. The Ya with the Dhamma is important. The Ya with the Dhamma is important, folks. Correct. It is, in fact, family 4. Family 2 has Shadda. Family 2, like Sister Solan mentioned in the chat once, Shadda means like the letter is doubled. So that's family 2, all right? Family 4 has the Hamza. Family 1, Miskeen, has nothing. Okay? Which family is Yunazilu? Yunazilu, 2, 4, 1, or none? Yunazilu. MashaAllah, excellently done. It is in fact number 2 because of the Shadda on R2. Next question. Which family is Yanzilu? Careful. Yanzilu. No Dhamma, no Hamza, no Shadda. Keep those in mind. Takbir, it is indeed number 1. Yanzilu. Amazing. Okay. Which family is Anzil? Anzil, command. 2, 4, 1, or none of the above. Yanzilu, sister Halima, the Ya has a Fatha. The Ya has a Fatha. That's family 1. Correct. This is family 4. The Hamza tells us family 4. Okay. Which family is Nazil? Nazil. Command. Nazil. Nazil. Family 2, that's awesome. MashaAllah, jazakumullahu khayran. Okay. Which family is Inzil? The command. Inzil. 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 Ooh, this was a tricky one. This was a tricky one. This is Inzil, is family 1. Because this is Hamzatul Wasl. Hamzatul Wasl. That's what that is. Right? Anzil, with the Hamza that is written with the little the Hamza on top of the Alif. That one is family 4. This is Inzil. Nazala, Yanzilu, chop chop, and Hamzatul Wasl, Inzil. How do we know it isn't NA? Well, right now you're trying to see if you can spot the pattern. Try it, you know, it's okay, you know. the point is, this is meant to be an activity trying to bring together the stuff we've learned. And if it makes it difficult right now, that tells us that the tutorial and your own time is the opportunity to like review these patterns more. We'll do more of this, but it's called formative assessment to get everybody to know kind of where they stand. Okay, inshallah. Which family is At-Tanzil? At-Tanzil. 2, 4, 1, or NA. This is a master, by the way. At-Tanzil. Amazing. It is indeed family number 2. If you remember, the master of family 2. Right? At-Tasleem. Has a ta in the beginning. Okay, this was a tricky one, but that's okay. If you got it, that's awesome. If you didn't get it, no problem. Inshallah. Keep in mind, Hamza is family 4, really, right? So, inshallah, it's all good. All right. Can the tashkil on R3 in At-Tanzil change? Yes or no? The tashkil of R3 can change in At-Tanzil. The answer is yes. If you recall, R3's tashkil, as you have said, as you've noted over and over again, is always changeable, right? It's always able to change. Yes or no? Okay, let's try this now. It can change. Is it correct to say At-Tanzilu? Yes, no, maybe. Can I put a Dhamma on R3? Can I put a Dhamma on R3? Just pick them. Take a guess. Take a guess. The answer is yes, because like we have seen over and over again, right? R3 can take any of the tashkils. Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra, he can take all of them, right? No problem, but right. Oh, but you're still in top place. Is it correct to say At-Tanzila with the fatha? R3 takes a fatha. Can you say that? Yes, no, maybe. At-Tanzila. Yes, alhamdulillah, you could definitely take a fatha, no problem at all. Last question. Is it correct to say At-Tanzili? R3 with a kasra? Yes, no, I have no opinion. Their choice. And the correct answer is yes, indeed. So as we saw, mashallah, everybody did really well here. Barakallahu feekum. Oh, mashallah, Brother Salim, you overtook Brother Rai at the very end there, eh? Oh, boy. Oh, not you. Who's the bearded caterpillar now? Who's the bearded caterpillar? Mr. Madia? Oh, okay, all right. That is hilarious. Okay, we'd like to know who that is. anyway, mashallah. So well done with that, folks. So as we saw, right, the thing of the course or of the Kahoot was that we are noticing that the tashkil on R3 changes, right? The tashkil on R3 changes. Oh, God. I think in honor of that victory, we have to bring out the bearded caterpillar. All right. MashaAllah. So this is the thing that we want to transition to next. Changing tashkil on R3 in essence. Okay. So we take the word at-tanzeel. Okay. At-tanzeel. I'll put the fatha, the dhamma there, no problem. Okay. Tanzeel. Okay. Here is, right now we're talking about isms, inshallah. Okay. So starting off with our study of ism. Here is the pattern. Okay. What you notice about the pattern is the R3, right? The R3, and particularly R3 with this dhamma. I mean, the R3 with the star, sorry. R3 with the star. That it can change. It can change. All right? So, we could say, At-tan... Oh my God. Then the loom, I could say at then the la, and I could say at then the li. All these are good. Yes or no, folks? All of these are good. Because R3 can change. Or rather, the tashkil on R3 can change here. And that is a thing that we have to now consider. When does R3 change on an ism? Why does it go? So there's two real things we have to consider. How does tashkil on R3 change? Number two is why does it change? Two very important questions that will actually take up the bulk of our study. In fact, to the very end of the course, the very end of the term, is how does it change and why does it change? Okay, so we're going to tackle a little bit about how it changes right now. Okay, so we're looking at tanzilu, tanzila, tanzili. Okay, that for us is a good place to start. Okay. Now, let's take a few words that we have, right? We have another word, say, al-Muslim, right? Al-Muslim. Yes? This is the actor of family four. Aslama, Yuslimu, family four. Family four, actor is al-Muslim. Okay, R3 can change, right? R3 can definitely change. Okay, now let's try. Put a dhamma on R3, please. What is it going to be? Al-Muslimu, very good. Put a fatha. Got it. Al-Muslima. Put a kasra on it. Al-Muslimi. Awesome. MashaAllah. That's really good. Al-Muslimu. Al-Muslima. Al-Muslimi. Alright. And we've seen this, MashaAllah, change per R3's tashkil. Right? that can definitely change, as we've seen. Okay, there's another part to this. Which is the al, right? As you said, the al could also, it could be there, it could not be there, right? So here is something that's interesting that happens. Do you remember tanween? What was tanween? Look at this. It means to add a noon, literally. Doubling of the fatha, the kasra, and the dhamma. Right? Comes at the end of the word. Right? So I'll refresh your memory by getting through the notes here. So, here's another interesting thing about tanween. If you want to add tanween, tanween is part of the tashkil, right? It's part of the tashkil. Yes or no? Yes, of course, right? So, R3 can take a tanween. R3 can take a tanween as well. Correct? So, if I want to add tanween to a word, to this ism, I must remove the al. So what do I get? I get for Muslim, I get Muslimun and Muslimun, two fathas. Musliman. And then I get Muslimin. Do you remember why I added the extra alif here? Who remembers? I know we're just a little out of time. Just give me a minute to finish this, please. I want to make sure both classes are at the same place. The spelling rule, right? You remember the spelling rule? If I was to search this for you folks in the notes, you will remember. Right here, tanween. Spelling rule. Two fathas. You have to add an alif. Add an alif to the end. All right. So, that is the thing that we have. You can have, folks, a word like Muslim here, but no al before it. Like the al before it has been removed. Because when you add tanween as your tashkil, when you add tanween as the tashkil on R3, it will, if I can select this, it'll be really nice. Yeah. It will necessitate removal of al. Removal of al. It necessitates. Okay, so if I was to make a quick table here, and then we'll end with that. Okay, folks, like a quick table here. All right, so I have. Oh, sorry. I have al, or I could have tanween. I can't have both of them together. Cannot have al and tanween. Okay, I cannot have al and tanween. A plural, we'll do plurals later, inshallah. Okay, So, and the Dhamma and the R3 Tashkil. Tashkil, let's make this thing. Dhamma, Fatha, and Kasra. Okay, let's take the word. So we've done Muslim. Let's take the word Mu'min, shall we? Let's take the word Mu'min. Al Mu'min. Al Mu'minu. The Dhamma, correct, folks? What is it with the Fatha? Al Mu'min. Al-Mu'mina. With the Kasra. Al-Mu'mi-ni. Amazing. Tanween. What do I have to do first? Remove Al. Remove Al. Great. Mu'mi. Tashkil on R3, folks. Tell me. Mu'minun, thank you. Mu'mi, tashkil on R3. Mu'minan, excellent. And tashkil on R3 here, lastly. Mu'minin, jazakumullah khairan. Thank you very much, everybody, for sticking around a little longer. But I really wanted to complete this and make sure that we all were on the same page, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. I will see you all on Saturday for the tutorial, insha'Allah ta'ala. And then we will continue our discussion of this, building upon this, next week. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I'm going to end the class right away so that people can head out. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa jazakum.